USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is willing to help the Mexican government when it comes to drug cartels.
We stand ready to assist Mexico should they ask us to do that. But it all underscores, Trish, just how important it is that we secure our border. I mean, the president declared an emergency on our southern border. We had a crisis of over 140,000 people a month coming across our border. And Democrats in Congress focused on anything but the best interests of the American people.
The vice president speaking there on Fox Business. The search may be over for a Utah man accused of killing a couple and burying them on a Texas beach. Police in Mexico have arrested Adam Williams. The 33-year-old was seen driving the couple's truck earlier this week into Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Public hearings will begin next week in the House impeachment probe. California Democrat Adam Schiff says State Department officials Bill Taylor and George Kent will be the first scheduled witnesses. Schiff again said on Capitol Hill on Wednesday it was obvious that President Trump acted with misconduct, claiming he tried to use Ukraine to dig up dirt on a political opponent. Investigators have explained why a self-driving car struck and killed a woman in Arizona last year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
Federal regulators say the self-driving Uber that struck and killed a woman in Arizona last year didn't stop because she wasn't in a crosswalk. The 49-year-old victim, killed by the self-driving Uber car that was being tested in Tempe, Arizona, the National Transportation Safety Board says the Uber system design never included a consideration for jaywalking pedestrians. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the United States continues to enforce sanctions on Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says those economic sanctions are having a real impact and that we need to continue to press. Rebecca Heinrichs with the Hudson Institute reminds us.
They are not allowed to be enriching uranium under the Iran deal that the Obama administration negotiated at the Fordow site, but the Obama administration's deal never converted or acquired a conversion of that nuclear site into a purely civil site. It was a military site. And so everything that was there before the deal is still there. And so now the Iranians are threatening to begin work again at that site. The other option, of course, Neil, is to get those sanctions relief lifted, is to behave like a normal country. Stop terrorism. Stop this illicit behavior. But that's not the take that the Iranians are going with.
Heinrich, speaking there on Fox News, also says that countries have been resistant to Iran's pleas to remove sanctions on their country. Officials in Georgia say they've seized a massive amount of cocaine. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
There was a huge bust announcement in Georgia. Savannah's court director, Chris Kennelly, says custom agencies seized $31 million worth of cocaine that was shipped in from South America.
I truly believe that we have disrupted these transnational organizations. This is a significant blow to what they're trying to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.